This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.
All right, let's bring in our dedicated economist, Carl Riccadonna, Chief U.S. Economist for Bloomberg Intelligence. And of course, Bloomberg Intelligence, he's a contributor to Bloomberg Intelligence, as well as Bloomberg Briefs on economics. The Bloomberg Briefs are a daily newsletter with economic insight, news, and data from our team of dedicated economists here at Bloomberg. Carl Riccadonna, I thought you were going to bring your own song today, perhaps Misery by Gwen Stefani, but you're going to really tell us about the Misery Index, aren't you?
Well, I'd be playing Too Darn Hot if that applies to Misery as well.
Oh, we'll add that to the list. I think we'll give you your song.
Okay, there you go. Next time I'll bring my accordion. So Misery Index is a thematic topic here as we're straddling the two political conventions and trying to understand how voters are evolving between now and Election Day on November 8th. So the Misery Index is an informal economic indicator, and we can put this together simply by adding the unemployment rate to the inflation rate, and we use a less volatile measure of inflation, so we look at core inflation. And so if either or both of those series are moving higher, presumably households are becoming more miserable. And conversely, if they're moving lower, then people are more comfortable, more happy with their economic outlook. In fact, this index tells us whether voters vote the bums out or keep the incumbent party in power, whether it's a new candidate from the sitting party or the re-election of the sitting member. And what we see is that this Misery Index works quite well in predicting election outcomes. In fact, if we look from 1964 to present, it has worked about 92% of the time if we strip out the post-Watergate incident where the Misery Index didn't work, and that was because the election was more about political scandal than economic developments. And so what does that tell us for November? Well, in fact, households have become steadily less miserable following the Great Recession. The unemployment rate's grinding lower. It had been moving lower quite rapidly, about 1% per year. Now it's starting to bottom out, nonetheless still in a downtrend. And that's happening at a time where inflation pressures have not yet picked up. Certainly they're picking up in some pockets like rents and some shelter costs, but generally consumer prices still holding low. So what this tells us, to make a long story short, is the fact that the economy's improving, and that's a tailwind for the Hillary Clinton campaign heading into November.
Carl, is it at all useful to use those elements of inflation that you strip out? I mean, I understand the idea to get rid of those items which may present more volatility, but aren't people more short-term focused so that even the people's reaction, consumers' reaction, is much more short-term, and therefore, would it be useful to add those items back in?
Well, we've looked at it, and in fact, households are very closely attuned to gasoline prices. So the two things we strip out when we strip out core inflation from the headline is stripping out food and energy costs. And so households are very closely attuned to what gasoline prices are doing, less sensitive to food prices. And so we've looked at those, and they're such volatile indexes that absolutely households notice when it's changing. But in terms of predictability, for elections, it's the broader price pressure trend, which maybe relates more to their sense of whether or not they got a raise or are on the cusp of getting a raise, rather than the latest gyrations in prices at the pump.
Tell us what we should be paying attention to next week. I have a feeling you're going to say something having to do with the Federal Reserve. Give you about 10 seconds there.
Okay, I'll throw you off then. Don't pay attention to the Fed meeting because it's going to be a non-event. Really, they'll just be refining their economic message. What's going to be more important is the GDP print on Friday. That's a first look at Q2 GDP, and that should show the economy growing above trend for the first time in four quarters.
Thank you very much. Carl Riccadonna, Chief U.S. Economist, Bloomberg Intelligence, and a contributor to Bloomberg Briefs on Economics. Download the brief on economics and many other topics by typing Briefs Go on the Bloomberg or by visiting BloombergBriefs.com. This is Bloomberg.
This Bloomberg Economics Brief is brought to you by HSBC, winner of Trade Finance America's 2016 Company Award for Best Supply Chain Finance Bank in North America. HSBC, where ambition connects with opportunity.